prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 8th day of February 2021, excuse me. Welcome to this broadcast. We are going to have a good time tonight. We were going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny join us tonight, but unfortunately, she couldn't do it, so we rebooked her for the 22nd. Lord, come on, share your information. It happens sometimes, folks. Real life, real radio, live radio, things happen like that. But we do have a very special guest tonight, Brett Mendel. We're going to have a good time talking to another old hick. That's what I am. And we're going to talk with Debbie Carrick from Indiana and let him share some of his testimony and stories. But anyway, before we do that, we are still offering the two-for-one price of the REM sleep and or the Tranquil, one of each for $38.95, or two of the same one, $38.95, that's delivered price. So if you want it, please let us know. Offering a 90-page printout on the Rothschild family. Now, folks, you got to know who these people are. Now, everyone, I'm good by that name, by the way, I'm sure are not bad people, but the Rothschild family controls basically the world banking system. It's 90 pages. I give $20, we'll send it to you. It's a pretty good size wad of paper. But we want you to have it because that's how you learn and what's happening around the world. That's how you know what's happening right now as we live today and who's running the show behind the scenes. And, of course, I told you that day we have some catalogs left. The 2021 catalogs are still, we've got a few of those left. If you want a call to decision catalog and what we do offer through here. Now, some things we've already sold out of and won't get back any longer, but most things still in there are still valid. If you'll call and just say, hey, I want one, give us your address, we'll send you one. You can call 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403, or if you have long distance, you'll save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. And don't forget the DVD or CD, but I highly recommend DVD, From the Mask to the Mark. Now, I'm amazed that people that have watched it, have commented on it, and loved it. More people are starting to order a copy of this DVD. It's 2 hours long, a teaching I did to show how we got to where we become actually slaves to man's system. And, of course, you know where that leads. From the Mask to the Mark. $10.50 delivered to your door. Now, if you're in Canada, we just learned something the other day. We had, I don't know how this happened all at once, but it did. We asked a donation of $10.50, and it cost over $14 to mail a DVD to Canada. Yeah, over 14 bucks to mail a DVD to Canada. Amazing. So obviously, folks in Canada, you're going to have to maybe do $20 to get a DVD, and I'm sorry, we didn't do it. We didn't do it. This postage in Canada, over $14 to send a DVD. To Canada. It is absolutely amazing. So if you want, from people listening, can I certainly don't want to leave you all out. But if you can, send $20. That'll at least help us cover the cost of envelopes and the time doing it. If you would, we'd appreciate that. I mean, I'm sorry about that. We have no control over postage, especially on international orders. There's not much I know to do about it. But as I said, my guest tonight, David Carrico, he hadn't been on with me for a while. He'd been on with the two or three times or more in the past. Very good gentleman to talk to. Very up to date what's happening. Been involved in helping, closing or getting involved in show exposing child sex rings, if you will. Helping people who've been molested and taken into satanic cults. I've interviewed one of the ladies he helped on a radio show, if you all remember that. He's been involved in so many things, and he's still working hard. His organization is called Followers of Jesus Christ. We'll tell you how to contact him a little bit later on. But David is a warrior. He and his wife both have been in the front lines and not ashamed of it. It's a pleasure having with us tonight. David Carrico, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Paul. It's a great honor to be with you. I'm glad we're able to hook up again and chew the fat about what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. And as I was sharing with you before the break, before we got on the air tonight, folks, y'all, of course, remember whenever Wayne Elliott was on the broadcast a couple weeks ago, he told about the detention centers in Canada, sorry, open, which are motels with guards that keep you in them until you're COVID-free at a cost of you $2,000 a day. This is happening in Canada. In Canada. Don't think it's not coming to a town near you in the future. I just read an article today about COVID. And folks, please, this I don't want to scare you. I really don't want to scare you. I don't mean this to come across as being some kind of program where it's all about bad news, but I'm just telling you that the doctors say COVID will not go away. Scientists say it won't go away. It's going to come back in different forms. Of course it is. It's a virus. That's what you do. But they also said it would be big business. Just let that sink in a minute. Let that sink in a minute. Big business. What does that mean to you, Brother David, when I tell you that COVID is going to be a big business? It already is.
Well, it is. They're already getting big money from the government for fudging the numbers. And we're at the place now where if you're not scared, you just ain't paying attention. Because we're not far from the camps here in our country. And with this COVID fraud, they have found a horse that they can ride. They know they can make it work, and they're not done playing that card, I guarantee you. And we're coming into the time where I believe the Bible speaks of that no man will be able to buy or sell without the mark. And Bible Christians are being squeezed out of society. And we're going to have to realize that this is just going to escalate, and this beast system is going to keep reaching out its tentacles farther and farther and putting the clamp down. And the remnant of God has to realize that they're going to have to position themselves to where they can live without this beast system. And they can do that, but they're going to have to be very serious and make the moves, whatever they need to make right now, because this thing's coming, and it's not coming slowly, it's coming fast. I really hope I'm wrong, but I think this is going to escalate very quickly.
Oh, you can see it happening, especially. Now, I was not a Trump fan, to be quite honest with you, and I did not vote for Biden or Trump either one. I didn't back in the 16 either, Hillary and Trump. I didn't vote for either one of them, because I know both of them are heathens, but since Biden stepped in office, look what's happened. And about a month, less than a month, since he's been in office, and what's coming down against what we'll call them Christian, the true Christian. I'm not talking about those who go to church and say they believe, and those are playing games with social issues and trying to promote the LGBTQ. I'm not talking about that. That's not the Church of Christ. That is a corporation run by Satan, and he's in charge of it. But the true believers that trust Christ, brother, are going to be singled out. Pointed out, just like there was a show 1 year ago called The Body Snatchers. You probably remember that.
Yeah.
And if they encounter somebody who wasn't one of them, they start screaming, pointing at them. It's coming to America. It's coming to the world. The whole world has been shut down with this COVID hoax. The whole world, brother, has been more or less shut down with this COVID hoax. We had a state here in this country, praise God, South Dakota, that Christy Noem would not compromise, would not shut down the state. And their numbers are no worse than anybody else's, and they're doing fine. I wonder what happened to the governors who are men who didn't have the courage to say no to this federal takeover, worldwide takeover, by these power-hungry guerrillas that just want to rule everybody's life. And that's what they've done. I mean, they shut down churches, brother, and the churches let them do it. Yep. Not all of them. Praise God, all of them didn't. But a bunch of them, well, we got to follow the rules. Obey's easy, you know. Christ said to forsake not the assembling of yourself together, not online, not on the telephone talk, but together. And they disobeyed Christ and obeyed man. That's where America is today.
Yeah. We have entered into a one-party state. And the adjectives that come to my mind would be communist, Luciferians. They have come in. You know, there's a lot of talk about insurrection, and the insurrection has already happened. The insurrectionists are now running the government. We're in a one-party state, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure it stays that way. And things are going so fast. Mayors and the president, they're just signing in laws, and people are going along with it. And all the government church can do is warm up the rapture bus. And the rapture bus is filling up quick.
Yeah.
They're sitting there with their NIV Bibles on the rapture bus. They got the heater on. They're all good and warm. But it ain't going to go nowhere. You know, where it's going to go, they're going to drive them right into the camp. And they can't see it coming. And I know that you're like us. You've sounded the warning. And we're thrilled that there has been so much response. It seems like the more radical we get, and it's not radical, it's just right in
front of
us.
It's just straight truth. It's just straight truth.
I don't see how anybody that has the spiritual discernment of a bowling ball can't see what's going on. This thing has gone in so fast that we're going to see very soon the big corporations going to the mandatory vaccine. We're going to see the interstate, international travel. It's just going to go and go and go. And right now, people are going to have to make their mind up. They're going to have a call of decision. And I know for me and my house and many of my friends, well, all of my friends, we're drawing a line on that vax. You know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go there. And I figure that if we're in a nation to where they can choose to murder unborn children in the womb, I can choose what medical procedures I'm going to have. I can choose what's going to be injected into my body. And I choose not to trust Mr. Fauci and Mr. Gates. And I think anybody would be wise to draw the line right there, because that's a line that's, with me, it's a huge one. Because we're just at the place we can't trust these people. We cannot trust them.
Oh, no. No, they've proven that over and over and over again. You know what's really sad, too, brother? They've proven now, and I've known this a long time. This isn't the first time this happened. Voting is a waste of time in 99% of the cases, especially on the federal level, because they've been controlled. We know that. This so-called election totally has proven us right that the fraud is out there. The fix is in, and absolutely undeniable proof on our website, PastorBush.com, folks. Look under American Minute, and look under Government Cover-Ups. You'll find voter fraud rampant, and it's proven. And people are still waiting for the next 2 years to come up election to vote again. When will we get over this idea that the votes count, David, when we see them being ripped off so plainly, in plain sight, and the Supreme Court won't hear the cases of sovereign states like Texas, the legislatures won't act? When will we say enough is enough and say this voting thing isn't working, we have to have another recourse?
Yeah, it's just a total joke, and everything is misdirection. The book of Jeremiah, called Jehoiachin, the last king that before the captivity in the time of David, the idol king, and they made an idol of him. And they looked for the king to save him, and all it brought them was captivity.
Oh, yes.
And at the time, there is no political solution. You're not going to vote your way to victory. You're not going to shoot your way to victory. The only way of victory is repentance and turning to the Lord with 100%. And that's not going to, I don't believe that our nation is going to be spared. I think the judgment of God is going to fall. But I also know that God always has a remnant. And he is going to have a remnant that is going to shine in these last days. Like Isaiah said, as the gross darkness comes over the land, he will rise on his remnant. And that's the thing. Like the prophet Habakkuk said, in wrath, remember mercy, revive the work in the midst of the years. And he's going to work. He's working now. It's amazing what God is doing. I'm seeing people now, and I know we were in a position to where we knew one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to cave into the beast system. We're going to resist the beast. We're going to do whatever we have to do. And we had to physically relocate because we were in a situation in a major inner city where we knew we had to go. Many people are moving, they're relocating, and radical obedience will bring radical blessing. And it's time to have faith and radically obey God, just like the Lord brought the children of Israel through that wilderness and through the desert. Their shoes did not even wax old. And I know I'm talking to the choir here, but we believe in prepping. And prepping is something I know for people that are just now, it's late, it's real late in the game. But people that respond with radical obedience, there will be radical blessing. And people are going to have to make their mind up and make it up right now, whether you're going to resist the beast system or whether you're going to go along with it. And we are at the place where going along with the beast system could have an eternal price tag attached to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that, of course, you said a mouthful, and I've been saying it for years. Repentance is the key. You will not turn this country around unless you repent before Almighty God as a people, as a society. Not just if America did not repent, America is going to be damned. She's already being judged. There's no way around it. We can't deny that fact. And people lost their direction. When Trump got in office, David, they thought Trump would save us.
Yeah.
The churches turned to Trump and said he's our savior. They said that. They really believed that he was going to save us, and no repentance was involved. Trump's going to save us.
Yeah.
And he was.
Well, I got a little clue for him. You know, it's great to talk against abortion, but if you're still going to squat when you pee, it ain't going to do any good.
That's exactly right. And I didn't see where, I have to admit, he did some things I liked, and Biden hasn't done some things that he did that I did like. But overall, Trump was a windbag. Now, I know he was challenged every time to turn around. I realize that. But the church put their faith in a man. No man can turn this country around. Unless we have true repentance as a people in this nation, seek God's face and turn from wicked ways, he will not hear our prayers. We murdered 100 million babies already. We sodomized our sons, perverted our daughters. We slaughtered innocents all over the world for the sake of wealth and oil and drugs. And we think God's going to hear us without repentance?
We are
in time Babylon.
Satan wants people to do anything. You can stay busy, but just don't stay busy on the right thing. And the only right thing is coming back to Jesus Christ. Total repentance, total commitment to the Word of God. But, well, get involved in politics. You know, maybe you can vote your way to victory. Or if you want revival, now we've got the New Apostolic Reformation. Tune in to Benny Hinn and these nutwhackers on TBN. They'll show you the way. And these phony baloney revival meetings. They're as phony as the government. You've got the government church. We've got government media. We've got government schools. We've got everything coming under the banner of this beast government with its tentacles just reaching into everything. And it's time that, you know, people are going to have to get radical. There's going to have to be radical obedience for God to send radical blessing, but he will. I've seen it in the lives of so many people, and it's just so refreshing to see. There is going to be a remnant that will not bow the knee to Baal.
Amen. And as I was talking to the brother, preacher, pastor, they said, you know, just stop and think about this. The darker it gets, the brighter your light's going to shine.
That's exactly Exactly right.
I mean, that's if you've ever been inside a coal mine, and I used to work in coal mines, it I can't describe the darkness. But a little lit candle would give you light 100 yards away in a place that dark. It's hard to imagine. I can't explain it. But when it's pure darkness, it doesn't take much of a light to see to get by. And folks, that's who you are in Christ. If you truly are born again and converted to Christ and have given your life to Him and sold yourself to Him and His kingdom, you can become His servant because you're bought with a price, folks. You were bought with a huge price. We weren't worth it. We were not worth the price that's paid for us, but He paid for us nonetheless. Once you realize that and turn yourself over to Him, your life becomes a new creation and you become different. You become different from what you used to be. You become different from the people that you used to run around with. You don't fit with me longer. You just don't fit with them because you're a new creation. If you're not a new creation, you have not been born again. You have not been converted. But if you have been, dedicate yourself to Christ with everything in you and understand that your light is there to shine and let it shine and let it shine, let it shine like the old song says. Go ahead, David.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 60. The prophet said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Now, if there was ever a time where people are in gross darkness, I mean, they're just not in darkness, it's gross darkness, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And you hit upon the problem right there. We've got churches full of baptized pagans. They say they're born again, but their life has never been changed. And because of this bastardized gospel that's being preached, the greasy grace, the word repentance won't come out of their mouth. They attend their assemblies if they're not filled with the idolatry of Freemasonry, their Christmas trees and their Easter bunnies. They can't have church
if the governor lets them go to church, they'll go to church. If the governor says it's okay.
Yeah. Not forsake your assembling of yourselves together, but let's ask our queer governor, and we'll run it by him and see if it's okay.
That's what we're seeing. And God help us, what's what we're seeing. And we wonder why the churches are empty today.
And then they say, pay your tithes to me because I'm God's man of faith and power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the Bill Great Empire is doing that. We've seen that. Nonetheless, the church I was born again in, or truly born in again, when I was attending, and not because I was there, of course, but was a church where the gospel was preached hard and hot. That church has dropped down to nothing. Nothing has. The people are leaving the doors of all the churches, not just when I used to attend. They're leaving in droves because there's no power there. There's nothing there different than the world. Unless God's presence is there and the Holy Spirit is where power is working, people are not drawn because the Holy Spirit draws people, does it not?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no wonder that these churches are dead as a hammer on a beach. You know, for most of them, they've thrown the real Bible, the King James Bible, into the trash pin. They've got every kind of abominable, satanic abomination in the world. Whatever you want. If you want to be a homosexual, we got the Queen James Bible for you. You want to be a Catholic? Well, we'll give you Dewey Reams. You want to be a Mormon? Well, you know, we got you covered there, too. Jehovah Witness, you got your own Bible for that. Anything you want. You want to be a Kabbalistic Jew and mixed in the Talmud and the Kabbalah? Well, we've got a big selection of these Messianic Hebrew root Bibles. Just pick one. Whatever bowl of poison you want to drink in from, they've got a Bible for you. And, you know, when Satan gets you out of the real Word of God, it's just hard telling which direction you're going to go. And it might be just like the prophet said, the Lord said, I will choose your delusions. And a lot of these people are being turned over to utter reprobation. They're going into the depths of abomination. It's just time. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Repent. Turn to the Lord. And there is going to be ears that hear and eyes that see. But we know it's going to be the gates narrow, that more people are going to go to destruction. But all we can do is sound the warning. repent or perish. And this is the message. It's been the message for a long time, and it's the only message on God's heart. And I think now we're at the point where it's too late for our nation, you know. And
I do too.
I hate to say that. Nineveh repented of Jonah. But I don't see any way out for America. We have the people that are supposed to be the spiritual lights. And we were asking the other night, we were on doing a show when we had a few hundred people in the chat room, and we were just asking, you know, does anyone know of any 501c3 church that's standing up for the truth, telling people not to vax? Almost all these preachers we know, they're telling their people, line up, roll up your sleeve, and get yourself Fauci'd. You know, I don't know of any 501c3 church that's standing up for the truth. Not one, and I wish it did, but it don't. And all I can do with an honest heart before the Father is tell people to come out from among them and be ye separate. Follow Jesus with all your heart and see who'll hang out with you.
Amen. You might be surprised how lonely you might get a little bit there for a while because most people will not follow. I mean, we have family members who think I'm totally absurd and insane because I won't take the vax. I don't bow down to the COVID hoax. Yeah, I know COVID's real. I know it's a real virus. So is the flu. But, you know, COVID cured the flu because I haven't had any flu this year at all that I know of. I don't wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. I don't wear a mask. And I have never I've been confronted a little bit by one person back down very quickly. And I said, well, you're wearing one, so I'm not going to make you sick. Don't worry about it. And went on. So this makes me stand out. I don't want to stand out. But my gosh, it's so dark, the light's going to stand out, and people are shocked to hear the truth, brother. You're telling it. Yeah. And Christ told us in Matthew 10 and in Luke 9 and other places that if you don't stand for Him, if you love your family and friends and more than you do Him, then you're not worthy of Him. If we deny Him before men, He said, I'll deny you before the Father. We have got to stand for what's right. How do you explain to someone who doesn't understand, even though they go to church, you try to explain to them with the conviction in your heart that you won't do the vaccination or you won't wear a mask? How do you explain to them the conviction that's in your heart against that? How do you get them to understand that you can't do it? It's not that you maybe wouldn't want to save trouble, but you can't do it because you've been told not to by your Father. How do you explain that to them?
Well, it's like Paul said, I believe, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul said, because they received not the love of the truth, they
yes.
were turned over to the strong delusion. And if a person loves the truth, they're going to be open to dig in and investigate and find out the facts and read the scriptures and understand where we're at. And if a person doesn't love the truth and doesn't you don't want to seek it out, they're not going to do it. And I know I've had friends of mine that I thought would know better. I had a talk with a friend that,
Don't lose that thought.
All right.
Hang on to the break, okay? Don't lose that thought. Folks, at the break, you want to call and talk to us, you may, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I told you we're in for a treat tonight. David Carrico is a wonderful man to talk to discuss Bible and what's happening.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're back to talk to Brother David Carrico out of Indiana. And by the way, don't forget, if you listen to this program on 6115 shortwave right now, Melody Seastrom is paying the bill for that. So if you can hear it, thank her for it. Call her up and ask her about protecting some of your future folks with something that's worth having. Call her 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And do tell her since you're over. After all, she is sponsoring the program. I'd like for her to know that, let her know that we do talk about her on the air once in a while. And she'll be my guest probably the 17th on the air with her. We'll talk about her discount gold and silver business. So you'll be hearing more about her, I'm sure. But anyway, back to our guest tonight, David Carrico. And David, before you finish your story about the friend you had, how can folks contact you and know more about you and what you all doing?
Our website is fojcradio.com. And we have links there on the homepage. We have a Brighteon channel. Our FOJC YouTube got the Left Foot of Fellowship. We got kicked off.
We did too.
We've got snuck back in, though. Don't tell nobody. But the Underground Church, if you go to the Underground Church YouTube channel, the guy there looks a lot like me. And we got a lot of stuff there. We got a lot of stuff on Now You See TV. We do a Doctrine of Christ series where we focus totally on the teachings of Jesus, and that's on JimmyVision.com, and all those links are there. We've got a tremendous amount of material on our website on cults, Bible studies, you name it. You can spend a lot of time there and get a lot of good information. FOJCRadio.com. Every Saturday night we do the Midnight Ride on Now You See TV. We really enjoy that. We've had tremendous response for it. So just thank you so much for letting us make mention of that.
Oh, yeah, don't forget to do it again before we go off the air. But go ahead. We got some calls coming in. We'll take those just a minute. But go ahead and tell them about your friend.
Well, this was a friend of mine, and we've done a lot of work with Freemasonry. And this is a fellow we worked together with in conferences on Freemasonry. And we were talking, and the backs come up, you know, and I said, there's no way we're going to do it. And he just thought that Bill Gates and Tony Fauci were just upright individuals and wouldn't do anything that would be untoward. And I told him some things about Mr. Gates, the trouble it had in India and in Africa with the sterilizations of all the young girls. And he actually went to the places I told him to look, and the places I sent him to, the websites had been scrubbed and taken down, and he just thought that I was lying to him, and just very discouraging. But, you know, and this is another thing, too. They are scrubbing, the censorship issue. People get kicked off YouTube. We can both speak from firsthand experience on that. They're scrubbing websites. They're rewriting history. Wikipedia, you better not trust it. They're changing it daily. It's terrible. And I know for me, I'm going old school. I'm getting sets of old encyclopedias. I'm using that for research, and I don't trust everything. They just change it at a whim. And it's
I won't get back to that. But there's one problem with that. Those encyclopedias, you have to be able to read before you use those. Most young people can't read.
Yeah, I know it.
They can't
read. That's going to make it hard for these people out of the government schools, you know.
They can't read, but the Mandela effect, I mean, what nonsense. And people fell for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they think that some devil's going to travel on a time machine and go back and change your Bibles, and we'll wake up and our Bible will be different. And we prayed with several people that, I told this one lady that, you know, if I believe that was possible, I wouldn't read my Bible. I couldn't trust it. And she said, started crying, and she says, well, I have quit reading mine. And I said, well, sister, you don't have to. You just need to get this nonsense out of your head and believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
And she
did. I mean, the Word, either God is a liar or His Word doesn't change. It can't be changed.
Yeah.
It's forever.
He not only inspired it, He preserved it. And we've hold it in our hand. And most people today that profess Christianity, they do not even believe that there is the inerrant Word of God they can hold in their hand. And no wonder they can't figure out anything.
Well, I mean, one of the things said in Deuteronomy 28:20, so when you forget God, He'll smite you with madness and astonishment of a heart. And he said, you'll go insane. Sin causes insanity, folks. Sin causes insanity.
Yeah.
Sin causes stupidity. Sin causes everything you can think of in the world. And without Christ as the truth and some way to cling to the truth, we have no anchor to hold us. And that's why that's why homes are dividing. That's why you see so much child abuse and adultery and fornication and murder, because we've lost our anchor. We turn from God Almighty and His Word. We now live by our own morals. What morals? We live by what feels good, just like the book of Judges. Whatever looks right in our eyes, we do it.
Sin is making some people here in Indiana vote for Mayor Pete.
Oh, my gosh.
They can't figure it out.
What can you say? I mean, you can.
That's
you can
another
show
story.
The absolute truth. It is another story. Do you receive our magazine, by the way? Minuteman magazine. Do you receive that?
Don't get a hard copy. I don't know if it's Donna does all the emails, so I don't know, Brother Paul.
Well, the reason I say that, you need to show your friend last month's issue was all about the COVID hoax. February. January's was all about the COVID hoax. You need to show that to your friend. You can print right off. Print it off and give him a copy of it. It may change his mind.
Yeah,
okay,
and
check it out.
People, if they want to find out the truth, they can find out the truth. But you're going to have to love
hard,
the truth enough to go after it. I mean, you're just going to, people that don't love the truth, you're going to get the strong delusion. And that's just the way it is.
And this month's issue of February, which has already been sent out via email, you'll find that you can take, this is for real stuff, folks. They're taking human cells and growing steak on a petri dish that you can eat. That's for sure. That's happening. Let's go to Missouri and talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome. Hello, Tom. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Come on in, sir. Welcome. Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I can hear you.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I just what we have here is Nazi Germany. Only instead of Hitler marching people to the gas chambers, Adolf Biden is conning people to coming in and take the poison themselves in the form of this vaccine, which I believe is going to give everybody that takes it cancer. I believe probably within 2 to 5 years, everybody that takes that vaccine will come down with cancer. But I did hear you say something finally that... You said something tonight that is wrong, I believe. You said that you believe that there really is a coronavirus. I don't believe there's a coronavirus. There never has been a coronavirus. All it ever was just a mild case of the flu and cold, and that's all it ever has been. But I don't believe it, and I will never believe it.
And you may have to be, you may be absolutely right now. You know, you may be totally right on that, because I can't prove either way. As a matter of fact, they never have found the virus itself, have they?
I don't know.
They can't find. They said they can't find it, but still they're making vaccines against it, which is absurd. And
that's
a virus can't be vaccinated against.
Pardon? The Platonic New World Order has vowed to reduce world population by 7 billion people, and I believe this is how they're doing it. I think everybody that takes that vaccine will have cancer.
It's a huge step, and no one... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And, you know, I think about how way back the Nazis were using fluoride to try to make people passive, and we don't know what they're putting in this. We can't trust it. There's a big chance that there's actual genetic corruption that would happen in an individual that would take it. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities, and what everyone has to ask themselves, do you trust them? And I know for me, it's a big no. There have been so many lies, so many contradictory information. You, who knows what the truth about it is? Whatever they say today, it's going to change real soon. So, you know, the one takeaway we can get from it, we can't trust them. You know, that's the
big
thing we need to get.
Well, when you have Dr. Madej and Dr. Timpenny, others saying it's got nanobots in it, which literally will change DNA and can be programmed to do what you want to once inside your body. It'll make you a cyborg that will link up to your cell phone. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. PastorButch.com, go to Mark of the Beast Technology and look at it for yourself. Check it out. I'm not making this up. I couldn't make it up. I couldn't write science fiction this good. Look and see for yourself. Tom, go ahead and say a few more words.
Well, that's about all I really had to say is I'm not taking the vaccine. They're going to have to kill me to give it to me, and I'm going to make that as difficult as I can make it for them. But, you know, if the government says it's good, you know it's bad because government cannot possibly ever tell the truth about anything. They have never, ever in history been known to speak one word that was true that I know of. I don't believe they can. So anything they say, you can figure the opposite is the truth. And, you know, they're in with the Satanic New World Order, and that's who Biden's with. And Biden's nothing but an old child molester and a devil worshiper. I don't know why, you know, nobody voted for him. They all voted for Donald Trump, but they stole the election. They just, this is not the America. This is not America anymore. It is dead and gone.
Amen to that. Good call, Tom. Good call, and thank you for saying that. I don't disagree with you. I mean, I don't disagree with you at all. You're probably right. Thanks for the call.
No,
appreciate it. Good call. Go ahead, David.
Well, no, I don't either. It's, you know, that's just the way it is. It's the way it is.
And, folks, if you want to call and talk to us, the lines are open at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And, yes, this program is monitored by the feds. I'm not lying. If you're not forget your name on the list, you call and talk to us. But this, believe me, folks, I know that. Believe me, I know that from ex-agents have talked to me or agencies talked to them. They know what we say on this radio broadcast. And it's coming to a time, I'm certain there'll be a time coming, Brother David, where we will be approached by powers of be to tell us we need to change our rhetoric, or they're just going to shut down our outlets, whatever. But it's coming. You and I both know that. They can't stand this kind of truth because it hurts their cause, makes people think. And thinking in America today is a lost art. You know that, too.
Yeah, and not only are people being censored for what they say, it's going to be the thought police, just like in 1984. If you even think or express thoughts that are against the government or might be a conspiracy theory, and it's just conspiracy fact, you know, you're going to be told change your ways or we'll put you somewhere. And we'll
That's
have
right.
the nice man keep an eye on you. And we're to that point. I mean, it's coming, and it's escalating, and the things that these left-wingers are calling for, they're calling about these re-education programs, just like they use in the communist countries. And, people are just naive to think that these things aren't coming. And, you know,
well,
it's just the way it is.
It's more pleasurable to think that we're going to go out in the rapture.
Oh, yeah.
Or this is all conspiracy theory. And people that go to church who think we're talking about conspiracy theory certainly do not know the scriptures. They have no understanding how Satan got us into this mess. As I told you today on the phone, and I said on the air many times, we didn't lose our rights. We sold our rights. We shirked our duty to God. You know, when Nehemiah, or in Numbers chapter 1, Nehemiah 4, and Luke 22, 36, we were told to carry a weapon. We were commanded to carry a weapon. we ignored God's command and followed man's dictates, we've lost the blessings of being able to keep and bear arms on place today, and they're cracking down harder now. And we, because we didn't do our duties to protect the unborn babies, to stop them from sodomizing their sons and perverting their daughters, we're being judged, folks. We're being judged. And America will not turn around. America as a nation is through. But for the glory of God, don't you back up. You stand closer to Christ, and you know what you say and what you believe. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Get into His Word. Pray without ceasing. Seek His face. Ask Him to show you what you need to go and where you need to go and what you need to do. Ask Him for direction. Don't look to man for direction. Look to a good man for advice, perhaps, but not direction. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. They have disinterred Philip and James, the two apostles, from their church to study them so they could get their DNA. And they now decided they know what gene or what in your or something in your DNA that makes you believe in God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got this from Peter and James' DNA.
Philip and James.
Philip and James. Okay, they got that from...
I don't know if they did Peter's seat anyway, because you remember, what was it, a couple years ago, the Pope had Peter's skull in his hand while he was doing one of his rituals, whatever they want to call them.
Satanic worship.
On the balcony.
Yes, satanic worship.
He had Peter's
worship.
Skull in his hand.
That's what I was told, as satanic worship. So, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They're going to go to the DNA and see what made him tick.
They're going to go to the DNA, and they're going to go to your DNA, and it doesn't have to be your DNA. It can be a relative's DNA, because they can now trace that five generations, and they can decide who they're going to take and re-educate and fool with. That's what they're after. They want the DNA.
Well, I know that there has been a lot of talk about, and I guess it's a reality, that there is a God gene. They say that there is a place in our genetics where we have the capacity to believe or disbelieve, and that people have believed that the vaccine could actually target that. And, just put a person's lights out spiritually. But I haven't heard about them exhuming Philip and, or who was it, Philip and James?
Philip and James.
Philip and James.
Yeah. Yes,
I haven't heard about that, but, at this point, nothing would surprise me at this point, and certainly nothing out of that little Jesuit fellow that's running the Vatican. Nothing would surprise me out of that group.
Well, first off, you've got to go back to, are you going to believe better in science or better in God? Does God say anything about science?
And, it's science, falsely so-called. It's not true
science.
Observable science. It's just
some of it's good for you, right?
Yeah,
but not the science that saves you. It's God that saves you.
Yeah, it's science falsely so-called. And always in the mystery religions, the scientists were the priests of a new world order. And that's what we have now. People look at Anthony Fauci like God. And if they say, don't have a Super Bowl party, don't get together, and whatever. That's what we got to do. It's just...
What? I had a niece just,
it's aggravating.
Had a niece a few days ago, had a baby shower, but not in person. They wouldn't have it in person. They did it online. I mean, this is what I'm seeing.
Well, that way I guess the baby won't get
family.
Wet, I guess,
I mean, if our God is not bigger than a virus, then he ain't our God at all. And if we walk in fear of death, then we're captive to Satan. That's what Hebrews 2 says. That's Christ come and set us free of the fear of the death. We're not captive to Satan because we're afraid of dying. And if you're afraid of dying, folks, you're not born again.
That's right.
Understand that.
Absolutely right.
And
they're afraid not only to die, but they're afraid to live for Jesus.
Amen.
They're afraid to really live. And like Jesus said, if you love your life, you'll lose it. And that's where a lot of people are. It says in the book of Revelation about the martyrs, they loved not their lives unto the death. They thought there was something more important than this temporal existence and this little petty nonsense that we have to put up with.
Well, look at yeah. Hebrews chapter 11. We call it the faith chapter, and it was from front to back. In the front part of it, people raised the dead and building arks and all these things. The last part of them, they lived in caves and destitute. The same faith redeemed all of them. They're all saved by the same faith. Some were raised at different times. Some to great victories, and some to death, because it was the same faith that sustained them to the end. So whether my life is going to be shortened by being shot or executed, or if I die of old age, it makes no difference to me. I'm in my God's hands, Jan and David. I'm not in charge of my life. He is my
creator. You don't
choose
your end. God chooses
your
end.
No, I don't. I just
don't. I might be morbid, but I'd rather die a martyr than die of cancer or something.
Amen to that. Amen.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you
Absolutely.
Said a minute ago, if you're afraid to die, you're afraid to live.
They're not taking me anywhere.
Our time is not up until our time is up. Jan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. As always, thank you. Good call. Thanks for the call. Folks, 844-769-2944. Time, a couple more calls. You want to hurry up? 844-769-2944. One more time. 844-769-2944. And again, as long as you're afraid of dying, you'll never be able to live. And that's what you said, and that's very true. Because if you're so backward and shy and afraid to speak the truth, you're actually living in fear. And I'm going to say this in 1 Peter... In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it talks that he didn't give a spirit of fear. And that word fear, by the way, in 2 Timothy, is the same word fear used in Revelation 21. It doesn't mean fear as we call fear. It's a different word in Greek, and I can't remember what it was. But that actually means coward. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the word fear means cowardly, and the same thing in Revelation 21. Cowards are the first ones cast into hell. And
you
cowards,
better believe it.
If you're walking in fear, you're walking under satanic power. It's your call, friends. All right, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in very quickly. Come on, Mick.
Or ask
you. Hey there, Mick.
Who is real Israel?
You're talking one of them.
Okay, of yeah.
Them.
Now, who was real Judah?
The Jews. The Judah. Tribe of Judah.
No. Wrong. Germany.
Oh, you're talking about modern day. Okay, I thought you were talking about... Okay,
yeah,
you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You stuck your foot in your mouth, right? I apologize.
I did, right? You know what I mean? Christ with the tribe of Judah, so we know what we're saying. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but here is... In Psalms 83, who is trying to kill us, destroy us?
Who is it?
There's only one tribe that I know of. It's out of Psalms 83, and it tells it like it is.
Okay. I have to look that. I don't remember what it said. Do you, David?
I don't know.
You want to share it very quickly, Mick?
83? Yeah. Listen to it. It's a very good psalm.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look that. Anything
yeah,
else
I don't
you want
know.
To say?
83, it's about the enemies coming in around Israel.
God destroy Israel. But Esau, Edom is at the head of them.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. In
now,
the Christ,
then, who is Fauci? We know he's a Canaanite by what he acts. And an Edomite. Now, so Bill Gates had to be one of dogs as well.
Well, we know that the enemies that of Christ are gathering, we'll say gathering the white and gather for a final fight. We see it coming. Good point, Mick.
Yeah,
I got to jump. Good. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Very quickly.
Murphy's Law is on our side, not their side. They're going to bite the dust.
If we could just convince them of that, maybe they turn around, but I don't see it happening. I think the reprobate. But good call, Mick. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got another call in Montana. Let's talk to Carol. Carol, welcome.
Pastor Butch, everyone,
yes, ma'am.
Please go to Rense. It's RENSE.com. Go to their headline news. They have a movie to watch. It's called Once We Were the Living. Everyone needs to watch that. It is all about the vaccinations and the COVID and what
okay.
is in the vaccinations. Please go there, everyone, and watch that. All these doctors, it's a two-hour movie, but everyone needs to see this and not take this shot. Do not. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Once We Were the Living. Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does.
I got to check that out. Rinse, of course, that's Jeff Rinse, Rinse Radio Network. Rinse.com, R-E-N-S-E.com. I got to see that movie. Sounds very interesting. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, what can you say? It's just, it's decision time. This is called a decision. And people are going to have to fish or cut bait here.
Amen. Well, you're right. We are down, and I don't know. I'm not setting a date. I don't believe in that. I'm not a Old Testament prophet, although I can prophesy the future because it's in the book, and I'm watching it happen in front of me. So that in that way, I can be a prophet. I can tell you what's happening, folks. I can see it in current events and what's in the scriptures and what history teaches us. So in that way, I'm a prophet, but not an Old Testament prophet that sets dates and what's going to happen. And that's no one can do that today. But nonetheless, we've seen so many so-called prophets say that Trump's going to win the election. I saw one guy, long gray hair and wearing an orange robe, and Trump's going to win. I saw another guy says he's dressed like a rabbi, but he's a born again Christian. Said Trump's going to win. Now, either they were mistaken, which they obviously were mistaken. Unless something comes up in the near future, they totally are mistaken. So are they real prophets? These are things, David, men need to watch. When you make specific comments or set dates, if you're wrong, then you're proving a false prophet, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, there was a show on one of our affiliates in IUCTV called Cutting Edge, and John Hall and John Pounders, they did a show where they had a montage of all of these false prophecies, one after another after another. And it's, you know, people will go in and they'll give their money to these people and they'll give a false prophecy, and then they'll just come back to hear what else they got to say. I mean, this is insanity. This is insanity. It really is.
I've done talk show hosts been on the air for years doing the same thing. The sky is falling tomorrow. It never happens, but they're still on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he that hath an ear, let him hear, you know. And the sheep do know the Father's voice, and they won't follow another. And this is the time of the time of separation.
Amen. We're down about a minute or so to go. Tell the folks, you know, I can contact you, and folks, pay attention. Do contact David and say hi to him. Him and his wife, Donna, are warriors for Christ. Believe me, they are. They have done so many things that I've never even thought about that being done. I wasn't called in that direction, but they've been faithful to Christ. Tell them how to contact you again.
FOJCradio.com. That's our website, and there on the homepage, there's links to of teachings on all kinds of subjects, all kinds of links there. Check out our website, and a lot there for you.
And folks, that FOJC stands for Follows of Jesus Christ. Follows of Jesus Christ, FOJC.com. We are out of time. David, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Brother Paul. We'll
be in
talk
touch.
To you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, talk to you tomorrow night with a guest. We're going to talk to Sheriff Richard Mack about a half hour tomorrow night. And I'm going to have some good news for you Wednesday night. I'll tell about it Wednesday night, so don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.